This lonely spot where stands my heart is a place pleasing to the Buddhas, a place where accomplished beings dwell, a refuge where I dwell alone. Above Red Rock Jewel Valley, white clouds are gliding. Below, the Sang River gently flows. Wild vultures wheel between. Bees are humming among the flowers, intoxicated by their fragrance. In the trees, birds swoop and dart, filling the air with their song. In Red Rock Jewel Valley, young sparrows learn to fly. Monkeys love to leap and swing, and beasts to run and race. While I practice the two Bodhi minds and love to meditate, yea, local demons, ghosts and gods, all friends of Milarepa, drink the nectar of kindness and compassion, then return to your abodes. Here is the Bodhi place, quiet and peaceful. The snow mountain, the dwelling place of deities, stands high above. Below, far from here in the village, my faithful patrons live. Surrounding it are mountains nestling in white snow. In the foreground stand the wish-granting trees. In the valley lie vast meadows, blooming wild. Around the pleasant, sweet-scented lotus, insects hum. Along the banks of the stream and in the middle of the lake, cranes bend their necks, enjoying the scene, and are content. On the branches of the trees, the wild birds sing. When the wind blows gently, slowly dances the weeping willow. In the treetops, monkeys bound and leap for joy. In the wild green pastures graze the scattered herds. And merry shepherds, gay and free from worry, sing cheerful songs and play upon their reeds. The people of the world, with burning desires and craving, distracted by affairs, become the slaves of earth. From the top of the resplendent gem rock, I, the yogi, see these things. Observing them, I know that they are fleeting and transient. Contemplating them, I realize that comforts and pleasure are merely mirages and water reflections. I see this life as a conjuration and a dream. Great compassion rises in my heart for those without a knowledge of this truth. The food I eat is a space void. My meditation is jhana, beyond distraction. Myriad visions and various feelings all appear before me. Strange indeed are samsaric phenomena. Truly amazing are the dharmas in the three worlds. Oh, what a wonder! What a marvel! Void is their nature. Yet, everything is manifested. Castles and crowded cities are the places where now you love to stay. But remember that they will fall to ruins after you have departed from this earth. Pride and vainglory are the lure which now you love to follow. But remember, when you are about to die, they offer you no shelter and no refuge. Kinsmen and relatives are the people now with whom you love to live. But remember that you must leave them all behind when from this world you pass away. Servants, wealth, and children are things you love to hold. But remember, at the time of your death, your empty hands can take nothing with you. Vigor and health are dearest to you now. But remember, at the moment of your death, your corpse will be bundled up and borne away. Now your organs are clear. Your flesh and blood are strong and vigorous. But remember, at the moment of your death, they will no longer be at your disposal. Sweet and delicious foods are things that you now love to eat. But remember, at the moment of your death, your mouth will let the spittle flow. When of all this I think, I cannot help but seek the Buddha's teachings. The enjoyments and the pleasures of this world, for me, have no attraction. I, Milarepa, sing of the eight reminders at the guest house in the Garak Hatche of Sang. With these clear words, I give this helpful warning. I urge you to observe and practice them. At the feet of the translator Marpa, I prostrate myself and sing to you, my faithful patrons. How stupid it is to sin with recklessness, while the pure Dharma spreads all about you. How foolish to spend your lifetime without meaning, when a precious human body is so rare a gift. How ridiculous to cling to prison-like cities and remain there. How laughable to fight and quarrel with your wives and relatives who do but visit you. How senseless to cherish sweet and tender words which are but empty echoes in a dream. How silly to disregard one's life by fighting foes who are but frail flowers. How foolish it is when dying to torment oneself with thoughts of family which bind one to Maya's mansion. How stupid to stint on property and money which are debt on loan from others. How ridiculous it is to beautify and deck the body, which is a vessel full of filth. How silly to strain each nerve for wealth and goods, and neglect the nectar of the inner teachings. In a crowd of fools, the clear and sensible should practice the Dharma, as do I. Faithful disciples here assembled, ask yourself, have I practiced Dharma with great earnestness? Has the deepest faith arisen in my heart? One who wants to practice Dharma and gain non-regressive faith should listen to this exposition of the mundane truths and ponder well their meaning. Listen to these parables and metaphors. A painting in gold. Flowers of turquoise blue. Floods in the veil above. Rice in the veil below. Abundance of silk. A jewel of value. The crescent moon. And a precious child. These are the eight similes. No one has sung before such casual words on this. No one can understand their meaning if they heed not the whole song. The gold painting fades when it is completed. This shows the illusory nature of all beings. This proves the transient nature of all things. Think, then you will practice Dharma. The lovely flowers of turquoise blue are destroyed in time by frost. This shows the illusory nature of all beings. This proves the transient nature of all things. Think, then you will practice Dharma. The flood sweeps strongly down the veil above, soon becoming weak and tame in the plain below. This shows the illusory nature of all beings. This proves the transient nature of all things. Think, then you will practice Dharma. Rice grows in the vale below. Soon with a sickle, it is reaped. This shows the illusory nature of all beings. This proves the transient nature of all things. Think, then you will practice Dharma. Elegant silken cloth, soon with a knife, is cut. This shows the illusory nature of all beings. This proves the transient nature of all things. Think, then you will practice Dharma. The precious jewel that you cherish soon will belong to others. This shows the illusory nature of all beings. This proves the transient nature of all things. Think, then you will practice Dharma. The pale moonbeam soon will fade and vanish. This shows the illusory nature of all beings. This proves the transient nature of all things. Think, then you will practice Dharma. A precious child is born. Soon it is lost and gone. This shows the illusory nature of all beings. This proves the transient nature of all things. Think, then you will practice Dharma. These are the 8 similes I sing. I hope you will remember and practice them. Affairs and business will drag on forever. So lay them down and practice now the Dharma. If you think tomorrow is the time to practice, suddenly you find that life has slipped away. Who can tell when death will come? Ever think of this and devote yourselves to Dharma practice.